Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word, the Way to Life. I really appreciate you all tuning in every week for these journeys through the Psalm. We started at Psalm 51. We're going to end in Psalm 100, and we're in Psalm 68 this week. As I mentioned last week, this is a little long, so bear with me as we read Psalm 68 together from the New Living Translation. This is also a Psalm of David to be sung. Hear God's word. Arise, O God, and scatter your enemies. Let those who hate God run for their lives. Drive them off like smoke blown by the wind. Melt them like wax in fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of God, but let the godly rejoice. Let them be glad in God's presence. Let them be filled with joy. Sing praises to God and to His name. Sing loud praises to Him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in His presence. Father to the fatherless, defender of the widows, this is God whose dwelling place is holy. God places the lonely in families. He sets prisoners free and gives them joy. But for rebels, there is only famine and distress. O God, when you led your people from Egypt, and when you marched through the wilderness, the earth trembled and the heavens poured rain. Before you, the God of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel, you sent abundant rain, O God, to refresh the weary promised land. There your people finally settled, and with a bountiful harvest, O God, you provided for your needy people. The Lord announces victory, and throngs of women shout the happy news. Enemy kings and their armies flee, while the women of Israel divide the plunder. Though they live among the sheepfolds, now they are covered with silver and gold, as a dove is covered by its wings. The Almighty scattered the enemy kings, like blowing snowstorm from Mount Zalon. The majestic mountains of Bashan stretch into the high sky. Why do you look with envy, O rugged mountains, at Mount Zion, where God chose to live, where the Lord Himself will live forever? Surrounded by the unnumbered thousands of chariots, the Lord came from Mount Sinai into a sanctuary. And when you ascend to the heights, you led a crowd of captives. You received gifts from the people, even for those who rebelled against you. Now the Lord God will live among you up here. Praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day He carries us in His arms. O God is a God who saves. The Sovereign Lord rescues us from death. But God will smash the heads of His enemies, crushing the skulls of those who love their guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring my enemies down from Bashan, and I will bring them up from the depths of the sea. You, my people, will wash your feet in their blood, and even your dogs will get their share. Your possessions have come into view, O God, the possession of my God King as He goes into the sanctuary. Singers are in front of musicians and are behind them where young women playing tambourines. Praise God, all you people of Israel. Praise the Lord, the source of Israel's life. Look, the little tribe of Benjamin leads the way. Then comes the great throngs of rulers from Judah, and all the rulers of Zebulun and Naphtali. Summon you might, O God. Display your power, O God, as you have in the past. The kings of the earth bring tribute to your temple in Jerusalem. Rebuke those enemy nations, those wild animals lurking in the reeds, the herd of bulls among the weaker calves. Humble those who demand tribute from us. Scatter the nations that delight in war. Let Egypt come with their gifts of precious metals. Let Ethiopia bow in submission to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing to the one who rides across the ancient heavens, His mighty voice thundering from the sky. Tell everyone about God's power. His majesty shines down on Israel. God is awesome in His sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Praise be to God. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 68. And I ask you and challenge you to take your Bible and read Psalm 68. Now, I do the best I can with the reading, and I read from the New Living Translation. But this is a psalm that is really meant to be understood by all of us in this whole world that is struggling, and to find out who our God is. Well, He is our King. He's Savior. He's Father. He's Shepherd. He's also our warrior, and throughout the Bible, God is described as the one who victoriously leads His armies, both heavenly and earthly, into the battle for the sake of His weak and defenseless people, who He loves. That's us, His creation. But the psalm begins with David remembering Israel's march to the Promised Land. In the book of Numbers, it records the event that David referred to. It begins with a census of all the men eligible to fight in Israel's army as they enter into Canaan. Whenever they set out on their military marches, Moses would say, "Rise up, Lord, may your enemies be scattered, and may your foes flee before you." So David recalls these words as he asks God for victory over his enemies. The warrior God is also the one who rides on the clouds across the highest heavens. Wow! It's a picture of God leading His army across the heavens to save His people, a theme that runs throughout this psalm. So this warrior God fights for His helpless people, the fatherless, the widows, the lonely, and the prisoners. On the one hand, these descriptions refer to the actual physical condition of the poor and the needy, but in the psalmist society, in their ancient patriarchal society, the fatherless and the widows have limited means to meet their financial needs. So on the other hand, they're also pictures of a human being's spiritual condition. Jesus used similar metaphors to describe His people. When He said they are poor in spirit in Matthew 5 and they're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, He described His ministry as coming to proclaim the good news to the poor and set the prisoners free. The Apostle Paul also quoted Psalm 68 verse 18 when he writes to the church at Ephesus. He sees this psalm as a picture of Christ's victory for us and encouraged the Christians repeatedly to remember the mighty power of God available to them and to you and me. Well, in their struggle against the powers of this dark world, boy, we know there's power in this dark world, don't we? In the recent events, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now, I do think there are many similarities between Ephesians and Psalm 68. The one New Testament scholar also suggests that the entirety of this psalm may have been based on Paul's mind. It might have been on his mind as he penned that letter to the Ephesians. Similarly, the Tempered writes of another one, commentary, says, "By the New Testament period, Psalm 68 was read and applied to the work of Christ both in His first coming, when He defeated Satan, and on the cross as well, and His second coming. Come quickly, Lord Jesus." We're waiting for You, God. We need You. Well, I digress. And He will accomplish a final victory over all evil people and the spiritual powers. So Psalm 68 ends on this note. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Christians have even greater reason to sing and proclaim the power of God. Why? Because Christ has come, and He is coming again. So think about your own Christian life. When do you feel weak and helpless? I do that sometimes. I think all of us do. Then how can the truths of this psalm encourage you? I pray that you'll reflect on the images of the fatherless, the widow, the lonely, and the prisoners, and challenge us to think about what do we do with these pictures that they are laying out in this psalm about our Christian life. Now, there's a commentary in my Bible from the New Living Translation, and it talks about parenting. And this, I want to share it with you in closing. In Psalm 68, verses 3 through 6 is what they concentrate on in this, talking about parenting. They go on to say that the statistics are deepening and the emotional fallout is staggering in this day and is fast approaching when a child growing up with two loving, functioning parents will be vastly outnumbered by those living in single-parent homes. We're experiencing that now with dysfunctional, emotionally absent parents. Although a single parent certainly can be effective in loving his or her job, but it's difficult at best. Inevitably, there are gaps in the child's life when the other parent should be functioning. But I think the comforting passage from Psalm 68 is this, that God has a specific place in his heart for the orphan, the fatherless, those who know loneliness and abandonment. Jesus taught us how to have an intimate relationship with God the Father. The Apostle Paul taught that one of the works of the Holy Spirit in the believer's heart is to assure us our status as children of God. Profoundly intimate, this new relationship we express by an invitation to God to call him Abba, or Father, or Daddy. So, if your earthly parents have mistreated or abandoned you, or if you're struggling both with dad and mom, to your own children, know that your heavenly Father's love is great enough to fulfill all the gaps and heal the wounds. Wow, what a wonderful commentary about parenting. Well, thank you for tuning in. The Word is the Way to Life podcast, and we love you and hope to hear from you again next week as we go into Psalm 69, also a very long psalm, but I hope and pray you're getting something out of these little time together. Have a blessed day.